difficult to know where to begin and where to finish. To a certain extent, I'm a very integrated person. We're here because of the commonality of being refugee, but I'm still very much a refugee today. It's as important to me at the age of 90 as it was when I was 5 or 6. It hasn't left me, and I've had 6 years of analysis to try and get over the survivor guilt and the problems. I was very lucky. All my family survived. I was born in Germany of a Jewish, part-Jewish family. In 1933, shortly after my birth, the bad times began with Hitler, and we started moving around Europe, trying to find a safe place. And we finished up in Vienna, which was my mother's home city. And from there, my parents, mainly my mother, I think, put me on a kinder transport and brought me to England. That 2.5-day journey defines my life to a certain extent. I was fostered by a very English and quite conventional couple who had no children of their own. So not only did they have the sudden grown-up children, I was with my elder sister, who was 9 years old. So suddenly they had a 9-year-old and a 5-year-old, neither of whom spoke English. What that experience has done for me is made me who I am. But having dealt with that change, I find I'm now able to deal with other changes. And since I work in the computer industry, which is changing very, very rapidly, it's helped me keep up to date. It's given me that resilience that has allowed me to counter the sexism that I met in England when I joined the workforce. And I began to resent that fairly early on and set up my company of computer software people for women who had left the computer industry on marriage or when their first child was expected and had come back into the industry. So I was using a workforce that nobody else was using. And it became very much a sort of feminist campaign. So I am a feminist, and that's part of what is in my gift, I think. I've made an impact on women's positions in society.
What does the word home mean to you?
Everything. It's my security. It's my pleasure. I think the big word is sanctuary, but it's made me into a patriot. I'm not political, but I am a patriot. I love this country with a passion that perhaps only someone who has lost their human rights can feel.